you good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be. All those time zones out there covered very thoroughly by this program one way or the other. This, of course, is Coast to Coast AM, and I'm Art Bell, and this is it, folks. Tonight is the last program, and so I'm going to have a few words about that and about things in general in a moment. No, I'll do it now. Let me do it now. There's a lot of important stuff I really want to get out. I've been working with a wonderful group of people now for a whole lot of years, and I really want to thank them. And I've noticed everybody is doing that for the year anyway, including CNN. CNN had a very nice collage, you know, of all their workers and everything. Well, in a way, this is even a little more poignant in that it's a goodbye, you know, for forever. Now, having said forever, never say forever. Ed, number one. Number two, I will indeed be back from time to time as George needs relief. So, bear that in mind. And you know, I don't like long kisses goodnight. So, if we could please keep that to a complete minimum tonight, I would appreciate it. I acknowledge and I thank the thousands of you out there who have sent me emails wishing me well in retirement and all the rest of it. Thank you so very much. People in radio never really retire. They just keep playing radio. That's what I'll do. But from this program, for now, indeed I am retiring, and there are consequences apparently to that. And one of them is that these people that I have worked with for all these years, really important people that you only hear very occasionally mentioned on the program, I'm going to mention tonight. My entire support staff, the entire office that has supported this program in every way you can imagine that I'm about to explain, is being closed, and those people, for the most part, almost entirely, are losing their jobs. And they are, of course, Delani Conrad, the operations director there, a total brain, a wonderful woman, a producer, somebody who has, over the last couple of years, when they've been gathering guests for me in Medford, this office, of course, in Medford, Oregon, a brilliant producer, just brilliant. She's gone. Lisa Lyon, also a producer and editor and the After Dark newsletter. She is the one exception. She will continue as a producer for George Norrie. Stephanie Smith, in affiliate marketing, administrator, general administrator, office manager. She's gone. Miley Reed in traffic and web sales. She's gone from her regular job, and I guess will do a contracting sort of job for the new Coast to Coast AM website. Jim Reed in tape duplication and program sales is gone. Rondi, he's our chief engineer. And Rondi has for years kept the clocks ticking. He's gone. Roger Hogel in affiliate marketing. These are the guys now. Roger, for example, talks to the various affiliates in excess of 500 around the country, gathers them, and pays attention to their needs. He's gone. Will Hilliard, who's, you know, Will, he's the one who's lost so many pounds up there on Ultraslim. He's gone. J.D. Smith, another board operator. We have three of them, actually. J.D. Smith, a board operator for years, gone. Michael Kincaid, a board operator for this program, gone. Sherry Miller in customer service is gone. Steve Burgess in affiliate marketing, another fellow who talks to affiliates and keeps everybody as happy as possible out there, is gone. These are a lot of people who have lost their jobs, and what will happen is, beginning with tomorrow's show, The entire program will go through Los Angeles and no longer go through Medford, Oregon. So, I thought it extremely important to acknowledge these people, and then, of course, a couple of more. Alan Corbett. Alan, who has been my best friend for many years now. In fact, when I was at KDWN in Las Vegas, and Alan was one. He came down to Las Vegas. There have been a lot of stories told about how this occurred, but the truth of the matter is Alan Corbett came down to Las Vegas, saw and heard my program. He'd been listening up in Oregon for some time, and he's the one who really was the fire who put together the syndication of this radio program and has been with me kind of as a, I don't know, mentor, personal friend, business partner, everything. Long before it was sold to Premier Radio and way back in the CBC days. Oh, gosh, we go back a long way. So many of these people. Alan, my friend, also gone into... Alan will retire. And Leonie Corbett, who did for Alan what my beautiful wife Ramona has done for me all these years, support me in this program. So I am sorry to see and regret the decision to close the Medford office. I think it is a regrettable decision. Nevertheless, it did occur, and I want to wish all of these people well, and every single last one of them knows I will type them the best damn letter of recommendation they've ever seen in their whole lives. All they need to do is ask. So, thank you all. Thank you all for all the years, and perhaps I'll have Ramona stop, you know, get on the radio here a little later and say a word or two to you in goodbye. So, here's what we're going to do tonight. For all these years that I've been doing this program, we have every year taken predictions. Now, I've not done enough of it this year, but tonight shall be devoted entirely to that. And I'm going to allow you, only all of you, not guests, but all of you listeners, to make predictions. And it may well be that I'll be back next year at one of the days in and around the new year to share what happened with you. Perhaps not, and then if not, then I'll pass it on to George. But we will record your prediction. We do that by number. When you call and make a prediction, we assign it a number, and then we see how you do during the year. Well, it just so happens that from the Bell family vault, I have the predictions made for the year 2002, now in about 45 minutes, ending in the Mountain Time Zone. And we will, in a moment, begin to peruse some of those predictions and see how you did. Now, it doesn't look too good as far as I can see on the first page. Well, there's a few, but, you know, not too good on the first page. There are a total of, and I'll try and read as many of them, I can get through all of them, but there's 123 of them that were made. That's quite a number, so we'll have to go racing through them as the program continues, and I certainly will take your prediction for 2003. It's going to be a happening year. It really is going to be a happening year, folks. And so this is your one opportunity to get it. Don't send them an email. Don't send them on Fast Blast. Don't send them in any other way. The only way we take them is on the air. When they're made on the air, they are duly recorded. There is no hocus pocus going on. You stick your neck out, take your chances, get assigned a number, and then either it happens or it doesn't, but everybody gets to hear it either way. Now, the website for a moment. ArtBell.com. Keith Rowland has been with me for more years than I can count. There with me all night long, taking incredible photographs and stuff that we find, and tonight is no, the last night is no exception. It was some time ago that somebody sent me, I'll just describe it, these things happened to me, they sent me an email and said, Art, I probably should not be giving this to you. But here it is. I'm anonymous, and so I destroyed the email. And he sent me an MPEG of a helicopter crash. I don't know what carrier this would be or what ship. I have no idea. But it is a very extremely dramatic helicopter crash. And it's under What's New Right Now. It's video. You can see it. Video helicopter crash. Click on that. And it's a pretty big tragedy. I don't know when it occurred. Perhaps it was in the headlines. Perhaps not. But it's pretty awful. Hopefully the people in that chopper lived to tell the story. I don't know. It looks as though they might have. They certainly might have. And they were hopefully rescued. You could see people rushing to the edge of the carrier after this chopper went off into the sea. And so I'm sure the rescue efforts were immediate, although that is not apparent in the video. It's very short. But it's an incredible video. It's at artbell.com. And then one more thing. We've put together a CD, actually a set of CDs, which memorialize this website. This website was one of the very first in America to be combined in the manner we did with a talk show, simply because the kind of material that we have here is difficult enough to explain to you with words. It's a little easier when you're able to see, actually see what I'm talking about. When I can put something up there and say, here, it's a ghost photograph. It looks like a ghost to me or whatever. Here it is. Take a look. And so it was an obvious adjunct to the radio program, and it has been an invaluable tool to this radio program, as I'm sure Coast to Coast AM will be for George. Just absolutely invaluable because, frankly, the things we talk about here are kind of strange, right? So if you can put a photograph up of strange, then it's a little easier on the person trying to describe what's going on. Well, you can imagine we've collected a lot of photographs and information over the years, and we're going to try and take the very best part of it and put it on CD-ROM for you. And the opportunity to buy that collection is going to be over at 2 a.m. At 2 a.m. In other words, you've got a little over, 3.5 hours? A little over 3.5 hours to get up there and get that CD ordered. They will not accept orders after that. The website goes down, kaboom, at 2 a.m. Pacific time, a little over 3.5 hours. Gone, gone, gone. Really gone. Now, people might keep their eye on the website, though it will be gone. Who knows? Maybe one day I'll... who knows what I'll do with it? Maybe I'll make it a ham radio site or something. I have no idea. I had thought of that. You know, that's my my big hobby. So I might do that, or I might do something else with it. I have no idea. But for now, we're going to point it toward the new URL, Coast to Coast AM, so that people coming to my website will automatically, you know, become forwarded and get used to the new website. But eventually, I have that URL, I own it, and I am going to keep it alive, keep it registered at the very least, and probably going to Coast to Coast AM for a period of time, and then, who knows, maybe a ham site, maybe something else, but we'll see. It's one of those ponderables of life. In a moment, we'll take a very quick look at what's going on in the world, and it's a pretty happening night. And then we will begin the process of predictions. But whatever you do, if you've not yet ordered those CDs, I'm not kidding when I say you have 3.5 hours plus a little to do it, and after that, you can't. It will all be shut down. So if you want to order, get up to artbell.com right now. This is a very special CD. I will be signing the full sets, some of the others as well, autographing them, and this is your last, literal last chance. You know, people think these offers go on and on. They don't. I think this is a real collectible. I mean, this really is something. In fact, all of these staff members and everybody else is getting a copy. And I think it's a gigantic keepsake as well as a big informational tool. So in 3.5 hours, that offer ends. All you can do is go to the website and order it right now at www.artbell.com. 3.5 hours, plus a little, both counting. How'd you like to feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? That is the way it begins. That is the first effect you feel of ultimate HGH, and then as time goes on, and you get out to about the six-month mark on this program, you begin to see things like a 14.4% loss of fat on average after 6 months, no dieting, 8.8% increase in muscle mass with no exercise. You have improved cholesterol profile that you can measure, sharper vision that you can measure, many things you can't, like improved memory, you'll just know about that, diminished wrinkling of the skin, you'll be able to see that, mood elevation, stronger bones, your internal organs regenerating younger and younger. Now, if you'd like to try the regimen of human growth hormone, and remember, this is a product that causes your own body to generate more of its own HGH. It's about $33 a month compared to about $100 for other similar products, and the number is 1-800-557-4627. That's 1-800-557-4627. Great American Products. Now, the stock market. The stock market had some losses today, making it 3 years of losses in a row. 3 years of losses in a row. My goodness. That's just about a record, by the way. The economy is definitely in trouble, no matter what you may have heard. You know, they always say, the president will always say, the underlying economy is good, and I hope to God he's right. But right now, what we're looking at on Wall Street is not, and a lot of people are losing their savings. They're in, maybe, you know, the college funds for the kids, retirement, all going away. You should balance some of what you have invested in the market before it's too late in gold, which is now going up, up, up. And the reason it's going up is because the market is going down, which is the exact reason why you should own gold. And should have owned it all along. If you had, you'd be ahead of the game now. That's for doggone sure. So don't let it go any longer. Call my sponsor. They'll send you a free audio seminar that predicted what would happen in 2002. And baby, it did. The number is 1-800-474-4259. It is free. That's 1-800-474-4259. Well, all right, we've covered the fact that New Year's is coming, 2003 on the way, whilst I go. let's look at a little bit of what else is going on, shall we? President Bush has said that any further attack by Saddam Hussein or any terrorist ally would, quote, cripple our economy, end quote, offering new justification for a potential war against Iraq, even though, he said, Korea's nuclear ambitions can be curbed without military conflict. Very interesting, huh? So I guess the president must presume that the Koreans will just say, okay, Mr. President, we're going to disassemble whatever we've got. We're not really going to use these fuel rods, and they're already starving to death up there, so I don't know what you'd do to the Koreans to get them to give it up. No idea. There is an Al-Qaeda link suspected in the Yemen slayings. Interrogators suspect the man accused of killing the American missionaries at a Baptist hospital may have ties to Al-Qaeda. FBI agents are expanding their search for a group of foreign-born men, five of them, that they believe may have crossed into the U.S. illegally from Canada with false IDs. And, of course, the fear is terrorism. So I guess up to this hour, I don't have any news indicating they've been located. So everybody, stay at alert level one. An infantry division from Georgia has been dispatched to the Persian Gulf as part of the military's prep for the war with Iraq. The troops from the 3rd Infantry Division Mechanized received the prepare to deploy orders earlier in the week. And as I mentioned to you, stocks have pooped out here at year's end, making it a third straight losing year for stocks. The longest such streak, by the way, in case you keep track of this kind of thing, since Franklin Delano Roosevelt was in the White House. Can you imagine that? The longest losing streak, 3 years in a row for the market since Franklin D. Roosevelt. All right. Predictions. Let me see. Prediction one made last year, two nuclear events would occur. Bonk. That's a bong, definitely. Two, that Greater China Corporation would be $1.75 by April 15th. I have no idea whether that's true or false. I'll leave that one blank. Number three, Planet X. Info released on Planet X. Well, yes, of course, but from mainstream science, no. So I'm going to give it a bong. That'll make people angry, but I mean, really, from mainstream... Well, you know what? There was the ABC story. I've changed my mind. Ding, 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 ding. Number four, that wormwood would happen. Bong. It's a big bong. Number five, there would be a depression in Europe. I'm going to ding that one tentatively. In fact, we're really almost having a worldwide depression right now. Number six, that the U.S. would be in depression by May 31st, 2002. That gets a tentative ding. A lot of people are saying it may be a double-dip recession, and even though the experts are not yet using the word depression, it sure as hell feels like it out there. Anyway, we're going to pause here at the bottom of the hour. There are the first six predictions. Not bad, actually. Three dings. I was being a little liberal with them, I admit, but congratulations. We'll be right back. She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows. I love to love her,
world champion Tom Ment's new monster truck, Maximum Destruction, and more. And kids' seats are still just $5. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster, the box office in charge. 713-629-3700 or at Ticketmaster.com.
Tickets subject to tickets and handling charges. Adult and gold circle fees, $2 more day of show.
For 35 years, Houston's largest monster truck event has grown bigger and better. But the price has never changed. Kids' seats are still just $5.
Exclusive gold circle section.
Motor Spectacular.
Brought to you by Diamond Shamrock and Bush Beer.
This Saturday night, for the first time ever, at Reliant Stadium.
A real sports bar.
Here in Southeast Texas.
All new.
It's the Ticket.
The Ticket. Food, fun, sports. Next to the Holiday Inn Midtown on 11th Street in Beaumont. Start off the new year in a new sports bar. The Ticket.
The Ticket.
We know what you're doing on New Year's Eve, but what do you do on New Year's Day? Come to the Ticket next to the Midtown Holiday Inn and watch the bowl game starting at 10 a.m.
The Ticket
has more than 20 televisions for you to see the sports you want to watch. Big screen. And soon, the entire video wall. Enjoy the free buffet throughout the day and the make-your-own Bloody Mary or Martini bar.
You have to see it to believe it.
The Ticket is dedicated to your comfort in the new sports bar. See the leather couches, televisions everywhere, and your favorite sports memorabilia on the walls of The Ticket. Bob West will be doing a show live every Wednesday night from The Ticket on AM 560 KLBI starting tonight. Come check it out live, get chances to win, and watch the bowl game at the only sports bar in town, The Ticket, next to the Midtown Holiday Inn.
The road trip to see the relatives. For many Texans, it's a holiday tradition. Here's today's Texas Clean Air Minute. The holidays are a time for making lists, shopping lists, greeting card lists, and to-do lists. If you're planning on a holiday road trip, don't forget about the car care checklist. Keep your tires properly inflated. Softer tires mean you use more gas and create more pollution. Clean your air filter. A dirty air filter can increase air pollution and cost you money by reducing your gas mileage. Change the oil and fuel filters if necessary. A faulty filter means more tailpipe emissions and more spent on gas. Preparing your car for holiday travel saves you money and time. Plus, you give Texas the gift of cleaner air. Happy holidays. For more, visit drivecleanacrosstexas.org. The Texas Department of Transportation and the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality remind you to drive clean across Texas.
A message from the Texas Attorney General.
Making regular child support payments is the most important thing parents can do for their children. Hi, this is Attorney General Greg Abbott. You know, many children don't receive regular support. This is especially hard during a season that should be one of the most joyful times of the year. They may go without a warm winter coat, not to mention presents. For parents who fall behind, I hope the spirit of the season will soften their hearts to pay this month and throughout the new year. Regular child support. Please be there for your children.
Spend the funniest night of your life this Saturday night with KLVI at the Comedy Zone, located inside the Holiday Inn Atrium Plaza off Bolden Road in Beaumont. The Comedy Zone features comics who've appeared on Showtime, HBO, Comedy Central, BET, and Letterman. Showtimes are 8 and 10 this Saturday for 18 and up with a valid ID. Also, don't forget KLVI and Hadley's Furniture are giving you a chance to win a great Super Bowl getaway to San Diego on January the 26th for Super Bowl 37. Stop by Hadley's Furniture on Calder in downtown Beaumont and sign up.
Al Caldwell, Jim Love, and Neil Harrison. Mornings from 5 to 9 on News Talk 560 KLVI.
At night in the desert, shooting stars across the sky. This magical journey will take us on a ride.
Kingdom of Nye, from west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. And the wildcard line is open at 1-775-727-1295. To reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903.
Listen to the words very carefully.
We live in
quite some time ago, came out here to the desert and handed it to me and said, here, listen to this. And the more I've listened, the more I've understood exactly what it means to me and the things I believe. And guess what? Here is Crystal Gale. Crystal, welcome to the program.
It's great to be with you.
Gosh, it's good to have you back on the air again. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's great to hear you.
Listen, you know, this record, this song, it began to mean more. Of course, music does that to you as time goes on, but it meant more, and it meant more, and it meant more to me. And I would, at the end of each week of broadcasts, that would be the way I would end the broadcast, by playing that entire record.
Well, you know, you and your show inspired so much for this song, you know. It's
thank you.
You know, this song definitely means a lot to me, and I love singing it. I love the feel of it and what you can take.
I have heard from time to time in concerts that that you've been singing this.
Oh, yes. I love it.
It's totally awesome, and as I say, it not just the tune, but the song, there's such deep meaning in it for me, and it hit me like a brick as time went on. Sometimes I'm a little slow, but boy, did it hit me, Crystal. Yikes.
Well, you know, it's a song that, your show, I mean, it means a lot to people. It has meant so much to so many different people that I've talked to through the whole country, you know. So I know, I mean, that's what the song meant to me, is what your show did, is that's what it came out.
Oh,
you know, we're all searching for something.
Yes, we are. And I mean, it's just so dead right all the way through. We may be moving too quickly. We are in kind of a quickening, aren't we?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Think how the world has changed, and the things we are concerned about today versus what we were concerned about when we were young.
Oh, I know. And then, you know, you read about what the weather's doing all over the world and what the flooding that hasn't happened in years and years and years, and you think, well, you know, I think your book is coming true.
Yeah, it is indeed coming. And by the way, that book, Global Superstorm, is about to be a movie.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, I am too. That's really neat. Hey, you haven't cut your hair, have you?
No, not yet. I've been inching it back. You know?
Don't cut your hair. It's the same thing I tell Ramona. Don't you cut your hair. I love long hair, and you're the queen.
Well, you know, it was just something I started with. You know, I had hair, long hair as a kid. And my mother always kept my hair really, really, really short, because she worked and she couldn't take care of it. So, you know, she'd send me off to school, or my sisters would, and, you know, they wouldn't comb it or anything. So she kept it short so it looked halfway decent, because she wasn't there. She was a nurse, and she'd work the midnight shift a lot. So, you know, when I could grow my hair, I wanted hair to put in a ponytail. So that's why I have long hair.
Well, I cannot tell you how I appreciate everything you've done, your visits out here, the song. My gosh, Crystal, thank you. On behalf of everybody who's enjoyed it, and believe me, you know, I get a million requests for that song.
Well, you know, it's a way of saying thank you to you, because I've enjoyed your show, and I'm, you know, like I said, there's so many people that their heart is broken that the show is not going to be, you're not going to be there. So, but I know we go on to other things. There's a higher calling.
We do. We do. And, you know, the old one door closes, another door opens. And believe me, I'm all the way through another door already. So my life will be busy and full and rich, and I'm looking forward to the next chapter.
Well, I'm excited for you. And but I, you know, I'm going to miss this part, but I know it'll be rewarding in others.
Crystal?
But I wanted to wish you a happy new year.
And the very same to you. It's already the new year there, isn't it?
Yes, it is in Nashville. It's
came in safely, I trust.
Yes, everything went well.
Super.
And I hope it does in your air too.
Okay. Good night, Crystal, and not goodbye. Just good night, and thank you so much.
Oh, good night to you.
Good night.
Thank you.
What a sweet, sweet, sweet lady. That's Crystal Gale. and she has the prettiest, longest hair you've ever seen in your whole life. We've had, I think I've had various photographs of Crystal up from time to time, and oh my goodness. See, she just, she trims what she has to so she doesn't trip. That's how long Crystal's hair is. All right, let me review a few more predictions made for 2002, or I'll never get through them. Number seven, that President Bush would be out of office by mid-year bonk. That was a hopeful prediction, I suppose, on somebody's part. Let's see. Dr. Kaku becomes the next Carl Sagan. Well, perhaps not as nationally recognized yet as being in that spot, but I'm digging that one because he sure is. He's the closest thing to Carl Sagan we've got right now. Number nine, I'm going to be liberal. Give you guys the benefit of the doubt. Number nine, that the that a North Pole civilization will be found. Bonk, wrong. Number 10, that the S&P 500 will go up at least 208. I think that's a bong. I don't think much good happened in the markets, but I could be wrong. If I'm wrong on these, I stand to be corrected. Number 11, that there would be suicide bombers in Times Square at the New Year. An obvious bonk, thank God. Number 12, that America will become isolationist. Well, you know what? Ding, ding, ding. I'm going to give that one a ding. America certainly has become considerably more isolationist in many ways since 9/11. Number 13, that more visible angels would begin to appear. That's an interesting one, isn't it? More visible angels. I'm not sure how to treat this one. There's been a definite increase in UFO sightings and all things. I'm going to give it a ding, 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 ding. I think that has occurred. Number 14, that we would get a new energy source. Bonk. We have not. Number 15, that Barry Sanders would unretire. That is so close to a ding. You know, the Raiders could have had Barry, but they were foiled. And Barry Sanders was all set to unretire after the Raiders' previous victory. And he got hung up, and they wouldn't let him do it. So it's got to be a bonk, but it's so close to a ding. Deion Sanders. Oh. Yes. Well, that's a bonk. It's still a bonk, right? She's going to get that 6 seconds later. I don't think Barry Sanders unretired. So, or did they mean Deion Sanders? Maybe they meant Deion Sanders. Anyway, I think it's a bonk. What do I know? Number 16, that alternative medicine would become mainstream. I don't think so. I even trying to act in a liberal way, I don't think that's occurred. Still a lot of people out there going to jail for that kind of thing. Bonk. China, number 17, China will expand territory. I don't think they did during 2002, so I'm going to give that a bong. So those are the first 17, and actually, 6 dings. That's really not bad. Now, these are just sort of predictions being made completely in the blind. And it's not like a 50-50 proposition. These are specific things. So 6 hits, I would say, on the first page is pretty doggone good. Let us begin taking some predictions for 2003, shall we? On the first time caller line, you are on the air. Good evening.
Good evening, Art.
Where are you?
This is Jamie, and I'm sitting here in the beautiful Coachella Valley in a Ralph's Shopping Center parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting to get on the line.
on a cell phone.
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm going to give you an opportunity to make the number one prediction.
I think it's a doozy here.
Okay.
I think we'll be announcing a manned mission to Mars.
That's a pretty good one. I hope you're right. I hope you're right. You know, I really do. Do you think that if we went to Mars, that the things that Richard Hoagland has been observing, the cities that appear to be below the surface, the significance of the face on Mars, other things of that sort, would suddenly be known to the world as a result of a mission to Mars, or would they keep it secret?
I just think, well, to tell you the truth, I believe it's already been occupied.
You do?
I found out, I find that back in, I believe in 93, 92, or 89, when the Russians launched Phobos 1 and Phobos 2.
Yes.
And there was some footage that those things, well, I guess, they just said it that...
they were destroyed. One of them actually had footage, sir, I think you're referring to this, of a gigantic object.
Yes.
Headed, and just prior to the destruction of the satellite, it saw an object headed straight for it. That's a natural fact.
Yes.
So it may well be that Mars is occupied. All right.
And another thing, you know, and then when the Americans launched something to Mars, and they said that there was some type of malfunction from the control center, I just find that hard to believe myself. But
I agree.
There's individual people who press individual buttons for just one thing only,
yeah.
And they're assigned to one thing only and not many others.
Well, that's right. What a call. And there's the oops factor, you know. You press what button? Actually, that did occur a couple of times. All right, we will be right back.
Have you thought about trying Viagra, but you just don't want to talk about it with your family doctor? Maybe it's just inconvenient or too much hassle to make an appointment. Well, now it's as easy as a phone call to Lifestyle Pharmaceutical Products. Now you can order the real Viagra for as little as $6 per standard 50-milligram dose. In just minutes over the phone, you'll be asked a few confidential questions pertaining to your health. No prior prescription needed. Your information will be reviewed by a physician, and upon doctor's approval, your Viagra will be shipped discreetly and delivered in just 2 business days. Or we can arrange for you to pick it up at any full-service FedEx location, no extra charge. Viagra by phone. It's easy, convenient, and completely confidential. No prior prescription necessary. Call now, 1-800-407-6252. That's 1-800-407-6252. Again, that's 1-800-407-6252.
H.G. Wells, The Invisible Man, brought to you by Geico Auto Insurance.
Fantastic. I'm invisible. Not only am I invisible, I can purchase car insurance online at geico.com. Then I'll, I don't know, drive around and freak people out, I guess.
Free rate quotes online. Visit geico.com and you could save 15% on car insurance.
Right now, a couple is doing the tango at their cousin's wedding. Right now, a guy is doing a tune-up on a 56 pickup. Right now, people everywhere feel like their old selves again, because now there's new Blue Emu, America's fastest-growing topical pain reliever for joint pain and muscle aches. It's made with 7% pure emu oil, a pain remedy used in Australia for thousands of years. So it penetrates deep and fast. Get back to being you with new Blue Emu, the breakthrough in pain relief.
Oh, this is very nice. Look, would you look who's on the line? All the way from up in the Seattle area, it's my old friend Peter Davenport. Hey, Peter.
Good evening, Art.
Good evening.
And how nice to hear your voice again. This is quite a consequential evening.
It is.
Seeing you depart this program after so many very successful years. I think if all could be said and measured, you probably deserve the Nobel Prize for having done what you've done over recent years.
Oh, that's very, very kind of you.
We're all going to miss you up here in Seattle. I'm at a party with a bunch of UFO folks, fittingly, at the program, and the fascinating guests you've had on, and how generous you have been with the UFO community.
It's, you know, Peter, it's been a hell of a ride, and I really mean that. You know, the people in broadcasting who have had careers as long as I've had at the national level, you could count on one hand.
Yep.
There's just not been that many in modern times, and I've really had an extremely long and wonderful career.
You have indeed, and I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the letter I faxed down to you tonight, but for my money, Art, you've set the high water mark in this industry, and you've carved the biggest initials of anyone in the tree of broadcast. It's been a fascinating ride, and from the standpoint of a UFO investigator, on behalf of all of us investigators and on behalf of all the people interested in the UFO phenomenon, I say thank you. I don't think there's been a person who's ever lived on this planet who has given enough, or given as much, rather, to the American people on the subject of ufology as you have through your program.
That is so kind of you. Well, all right, since I have you here, and we're doing predictions, let me put you on the line, Peter. What do you think... What do you think 2003 is going to be like in ufology? Are there hints it's going to be a big year?
Well, I seem to be one of only very few UFO investigators who rarely, if ever, make predictions. A point I often make in a jocular sense at conventions is I'm one of the few who do not see future events clearly. But if the reports that have come to us over the last year or even 2 years are any fair measure, the UFO phenomenon is heating up, and it is now only a question of time before somebody will get a UFO clearly on videotape, and the government will no longer be able to deny the fact, and the American press, which has done so well at ignoring it, will no longer be able to do so. That is my opinion.
You really think we could... Do you really think that we could get a piece of video so undeniably a UFO or not of this world that it would bring the kind of disclosure that we've all been waiting for? Could we really get a tape that good, or are we in a day and age where it's so digital that nobody... Or the people that don't want to believe it still will not believe it, no matter how good it would be?
Yeah, it's a reasonable question. Actually, many people pose that to me in the field of UFO research. And as a consequence, I've devoted a great deal of thought to this. What we really need is just a handful of people across the country who have not only digital camcorders mounted on, let's say, a shoulder mount camera type device, but one that is mounted together with a film type camera, either 8mm or 16mm. Once we have that, we have not only the digital image, which would be high resolution, but celluloid images as well. Then we're going to have evidence that will be, in my judgment, undeniable. In fact, I think it has happened on a few occasions, but the American press, being what they are, have been very successful in ignoring this phenomenon.
If we did have the real McCoy, undeniably, somehow, the real McCoy, and all of that came true, as unlikely as I think that may be, but let's say it did, what do you estimate the reaction of the American public, specifically the American, oh yeah, the world, obviously, but specifically the American public would be?
Yeah. It's very difficult to know for sure, but frankly, I think, thanks largely to your program, I don't think they would be shocked by it. I think they would be intrigued. I think they would be interested, just the way they are when there are major scientific breakthroughs that are announced through the news media. For example, the recent cloning claim by the Raelians.
Yes.
People find it to be of interest for several days running. Once they've listened to it on a number of occasions, they get accustomed to it.
You make a good point. You make a very good point. And it may be that maybe part of the underlying mission of this program and or why it was allowed to flourish in the manner it was to prepare people for something of this magnitude.
That has occurred to me many times, Art, and it's part of what makes me say that there's been no human being who's lived on this planet who has made a greater contribution to the field of ufology and UFO research than Art Bell.
Well, that's very kind. All right, but what about Peter Davenport? What will Peter Davenport do forward from this moment? Are you going to stay in ufology squarely planted? What's going
to
happen?
I'm afraid. I regret to have to report. I probably will. There's some days when I wish I'd never heard of a hotline dedicated to taking UFO reports, but I think I am hooked, intellectually hooked, book.
Well, it's like radio, Peter. It really is. You see, you never get out of radio. You never get out of ufology either. I mean, what are you going to do? Keep to start casting your eyes to the ground and stop looking up? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. And it is the ultimate question, ultimate scientific question. Do we live in a universe? Do we live in a galaxy that has other intelligent life? I think the clear-cut answer to that one is we almost certainly do. In fact, just a couple months ago, Seth Shostak, who's been on your programs
times
with the SETI Project, started a talk off at the University of Washington by saying, by asking the audience, he posed a question to the audience.
Very quickly.
How many of you think there's intelligent life here? About 60% of them said yes. Even he agreed with that.
Well, that's quite an admission for Seth. Listen, brother, I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Art, and again, thanks for years of excellent coverage on this field.
You got it. Take care, my friend.
Good night, and good luck.
Good luck. It's coming on, all right. We're going to take a break here at the top of the hour. We'll try and get better about reading the predictions and taking predictions, I promise. From the high desert, roaring through the nighttime like a freight train, this is Coast to Coast AM.
Do you know that a leaky toilet could lose up to 10,000 gallons of water a month? That's enough to fill up a swimming pool. Got plumbing problems? Call Jim Snell, Master Plumber, and watch for the big orange truck in your neighborhood. Jim Snell is always available for all your plumbing needs with upfront pricing by the job, not by the hour. Taking care of our customers with the utmost respect and professionalism is our highest priority. Family owned and operated in Southeast Texas since 1965, we perform slab testing and tunneling, repair water leaks, gas leaks, and electronic leak detection, or clean, repair, and replace sewer lines. We can tackle any plumbing problem while always maintaining our high standard of quality, service, and integrity. We're only a phone call away in all areas of Southeast Texas. We're definitely in your neighborhood. So the next time you hear, call Jim Snell, Master Plumber, the most trusted plumber in town.
How's your baby? If you have questions about your child's development, call Early Childhood Intervention, the state agency with no-call services for children under 3 with disabilities or developmental delays. If you have any questions about your child seeing, playing, sitting, hearing, standing, call the ECI Care Line, 1-800-250-2246, or the ECI program near you. Answer the question, how's your baby? ECI, when it comes to your child's future, getting help early is best.
Laugh your off this Saturday night at the Comedy Zone.
The Comedy Zone.
The Comedy Zone.
Southeast Texas' only comedy club located inside the Holiday Inn Atrium Plaza, I-10 at Walder Road in Beaumont. The Comedy Zone features comics who have regularly appeared on Letterman, HBO, BET, Comedy Central, and Showtime. The Comedy Zone now welcomes 18 and up with valid photo ID. Showtimes are 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. this Saturday night. See the best comedians in the nation at the Comedy Zone. Presented by Clear Channel Radio.
News, weather, talk, and sports. News Talk 560 KLVI, Beaumont, a Clear Channel communication station. It's 1 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Clarissa Douglas. It's now 2003 in the Central Time Zone from Chicago to Dallas as the new year makes its way around the world. It's only an hour away in Las Vegas where ABC's Al Mancini is standing by. Al, where's the big celebration this year?
At this point in the night, Clarissa, the biggest party in Las Vegas is outside on the Strip, that 3.5-mile stretch of Las Vegas Boulevard known around the world for its neon and its glitz. I'm in front of the fountains at Caesar's Palace near the dead center on that Strip. Over the past hour, the crowd here has doubled its size but quadrupled its noise level. Everyone is waiting for the night's big event, the 11 simultaneous fireworks displays that will ring in 2003. Clarissa?
Well, have a good time, Al. ABC's Al Mancini, live in Las Vegas. An estimated 750,000 people crammed into Times Square in New York City to watch the 1,000-pound waterfall crystal ball count on the final minute of 2002. The weather was almost mild compared to other years, as Dick Clark told us.
Probably the one I remember the most vividly, I can't remember the exact year, was in the mid-70s when the wind chill factor went to 17 degrees below zero. That was a little on the nippy side.
And here's how the countdown sounded in Berlin. There was even an echo of celebration with the closing bell Tuesday on Wall Street to end the stock market's third consecutive losing year. The American Heart Association suggests parents set some weight loss resolutions for their youngsters.
Fewer and fewer children are participating on a regular basis in sports or other forms of physical activity.
That's Association President Dr. Robert Bono. The association estimates almost 9 million American kids ages 6 through 19 are overweight or obese. You're listening to ABC News.
This year, the government's going to give out over $350 billion to people like you who want to start a business, go back to school, or train for a new job. I'm Matthew Lesko, and I've written over 70 books on government programs. You've probably seen me all over the television shows, on talk shows. My new program shows you 15,000 government sources, where you can get like $100,000 to open up a coffee shop, $15,000 to write a book, or $30,000 to become a French chef, $9,000 to take a computer course, or $15,000 to finish college, get a GED, or a PhD. There's money to travel overseas, train your employees, or work on your invention. I've done all the work. You just have to make the call. Call toll-free 877-ASK-LESKO, and you'll get my book and six-hour audio tape program for only two payments of $29.95 plus $7.50 postage and handling. There's a 90-day money-back guarantee. Call toll-free 877-ASK-LESKO or 1-877-275-5375.
An Australian Air Force plane has taken off for the remote reaches of the Solomon Islands, hit by a cyclone 3 days ago. A witness says there's total devastation in an area where about 2,000 people live, or lived. There's a man out west who complains the MTV program and movie Jackass have given him a bad name. ABC's Dave Schreiber explains.
A Montana man who changed his name legally to Jackass in late 1997 from Bob Kraft is suing Viacom. MTV is a subsidiary of Viacom. Jackass says he changed his name to raise awareness about drunk driving after his brother and friend lost their lives in a car crash. Jackass is saying Viacom is liable for injury to his reputation. A spokeswoman for MTV says it's their policy not to comment on pending litigation. Jackass, the show and movie, features some outrageous stunts and practical jokes where people have actually gotten hurt. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
Medical researchers have learned a little more about the brain and cocaine. A study from the University of Michigan and the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Ann Arbor shows steady cocaine use impairs the brain circuits that help produce the sense of pleasure. The researchers say that might help explain why cocaine addicts have such a high rate of depression. This is ABC News.
Close your eyes and imagine you're beside a pure mountain stream, the water cascading over the stones. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
Real sports bar here in Southeast Texas. All new, it's the ticket. Food, fun, sports, next to the Holiday Inn Midtown on 11th Street in Beaumont. Start out the new year in a new sports bar, the ticket. We know what you're doing on New Year's Eve, but what do you do on New Year's Day? Come to the Ticket next to the Midtown Holiday Inn and watch the bowl game starting at 10 a.m.
The Ticket
has more than 20 televisions for you to see the sports you want to watch, big screen, and soon an entire video wall. Enjoy the free buffet throughout the day and the make-your-own Bloody Mary or Martini bar.
You have to see it to believe it.
The Ticket is dedicated to your comfort in the new sports bar. See the leather couches, televisions everywhere, and your favorite sports memorabilia on the walls of The Ticket. Bob West will be doing his show live every Wednesday night from The Ticket on AM 560 KLBI starting tonight. Come check it out live, get chances to win, and watch the bowl game at the only sports bar in town. The Ticket, next to the Midtown Holiday Inn.
You know why Martin Luther King got his own day? Because members of the Congress of the United States were trying to figure out who could start receiving the black vote.
Mike Reagan.
Martin Luther King got his own day because he was black. And you had the panders in Washington, D.C., the panders in the Congress of the United States who gave Martin Luther King his own day because all they wanted was the black vote. They didn't like him. They wanted to use him.
Michael Reagan, nightly at 7 o'clock, right here on News Talk 560 KLVI.
Something, you really ought to listen to that again. Listen to that part again. Very carefully. Because it won't last. Tomorrow is today, and so it really does happen, folks. This is my last program. And soon it will be your tomorrow's as well. And so I think what you need to do is, as best you can, live for today.
Radio 740 KTRH.
Sure has been my pleasure to advertise products of the Sea Crane Company over the years. Boy, I'll tell you that. And the one that I've got for you right now is, I guess, my last time advertising this one. I think that it probably is a very appropriate moment to advertise this one again because, as you can see, there's flooding, there's disaster and storm, and it's going to get worse. Every single home in America should have a Super Bajan radio in it, a free play radio. If the power goes out, this is what you're going to reach for. Trust me, because I do. This radio has a crank on the side, and you turn it for 30 seconds. And when you do, this amazing hunk of technology plays AM, FM, and shortwave at full room volume for 30 minutes. And it's got a light, an LED light recessed into it. You pull it out on a 10-foot cord magnetic back. You put it on anything you want, and it provides light for 30 minutes. Every time you turn that crank, you get radio and you get light. It's got a solar panel on top. It'll store any excess energy collected in the rechargeable battery that's inside. So if the worst happens and you're in the dark in more ways than one, both literally and informationally, this radio will get you out. It's $119.95. You're saving $10 and you get free U.S. shipping. Every home in America. Here's a number. If you don't have one yet, get one in the morning. 1-800-522-8863. That's 1-800-522-8863. The incredible Sea Crane Company, represented on the net at ccradio.com. That's ccradio.com. As you know, Bob Crane is a very, very good friend of mine. Now, if you or a loved one are making too many trips to the bathroom, if you, for example, are experiencing diminished sex drive, urgency, hesitancy, any of those things, you may well have an enlarged prostate. 30 million American men experience these symptoms, and a super prostate formula will relieve those symptoms. And if it doesn't, you get your money back. Indeed, when you order, you also will receive two bottles of Dr. Teplitsky's super antioxidant formula that reduces inflammation and further supports the health of your prostate. You get his book, you get his newsletter, you get all kinds of stuff. And if it doesn't work, this is, this is the most important part. If it doesn't work, you get your money back. So it works, obviously, or they'd have gone broke a long time ago, right? The number for Great American Products is 1-800-603-7277. That's 1-800-603-7277.
News Radio 740 KTRH.
I better go racing through these or we're not going to make it. Number 18 made last year. China and U.S. to go to war by July. A bonk. I have so much I could say about these, but, I better do it fast. Number 19, there would be a biological attack at the Winter Olympics. Bonk.
20 that there would be another plane blown up. I believe that's a bonk. Now, they took a shot at one with some missiles, but terrorism, I don't think so, bonk. 21, the Catholic Church to resurge. I believe that's a bonk. The scandals continue. Number 22 and number 23, made by two people in a row, that by July there would be a great revival in spiritual matters. I'm not sure how to score that one. I'm going to give it a bonk. I'll give it a ding and a bonk. I don't know. Number 24, a vast increase in UFOs and abductions, and I believe that's a ding. That's number 24. I'm going to say ding. There is certainly a vast increase in UFO sightings. 25, that there would be a near-Earth asteroid detected. That's a definite ding. There were a couple of those. Number 26, that Ellen DeGeneres would take over The Tonight Show. I think that's a bonk, right? She's not there. Number 27, that it would actually be a calm, ho-hum year. I'm giving that one a bonk. There was nothing calm about 2002. Number 28, there would be a disaster in Mexico, and the border would close between the U.S. and Mexico. Bonk. There might have been a disaster. I don't believe the border closed. Number 29, George Bush to lead us to prosperity. Bonk. Sorry, George. Number 30, Israel will find the Ark of the Covenant. And I believe that is clearly a bonk. You know, a lot of people think it's up there on Ararat, but I don't think anybody's, you know, brought any boards back yet. 31, Russia and the U.S. would cooperate more fully. I think that's clearly a ding. Certainly we are doing that. Number 32, the Lord returns next year. Well, if he's back, he hasn't said anything yet, so I'm going to tentatively give that a bonk. Number 33, that prosperity would be right around the corner. Bonk. Not this corner, third year in a row of down market. Number 34, more hackers would be busted. Well, yeah, ding, 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 sure, they always bust hackers. Number 35, there would be more babies born in June of 2002. That's a big ding, 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 and that comes from the 9/11 business. People wanted to get closer together, and when they did, they made babies. Number 36, that Scientology would decline. I'm not sure how to treat that one. I think it's a bonk. I think Scientology is probably still doing all right. Number 37, that by the end of the year, there would be strip searches going on. Well, I don't know what they meant by that. There are always strip searches. I'm going to give it a ding. I mean, everything is tightened up, certainly. Number 38, music to become music again. Bonk. With a few exceptions, a few notable exceptions. Sorry. Not, you know, some of this obviously is subjective, right? But a lot of what I hear today, I would not call music. Number 39, a Bush drinking revealed. Now, I think here they mean the president of drinking would be revealed. That's a big bonk. However, there was a Bush or two that, but we won't count that because I think they meant the president. Number 40, and then I'll stop and we'll go to the phones and take more predictions. I'm never going to get that many in, I can see clearly now. Number 40, there would be nuclear incidents involving water. In other words, no doubt cooling water, and I believe, I hope that's a bonk. That could be a ding, but I'm going to put it down as a bonk, so you didn't do too well in this particular series. All right, prognosticators, if you're ready, we now continue. East of the Rockies, you are on the air. Hello.
Hey, Art, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, sir. Where are you?
I am Rick, and I'm calling, listening to 1510 WLAC out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, what a monster of a radio station. Yes, sir.
My prediction, what number are we on now?
Two.
Okay, great. My prediction is that Richard Hoagland, using the Data Quality Act, will successfully challenge NASA, and namely the Mars Odyssey Themis Imaging Team, in a court of law.
I can't write all this down. Boil this down to Richard C. Hoagland, what?
He will get new images released of Mars that Themis imaging team has been holding back.
Okay. All right. I think you're probably right. I think this is going to be a ding. Sounds to me like it's going to
be... I sure
hope
so. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have you ever heard about how the pilot episode of The Lone Gunman was a story about how a plane was going to hit the World Trade Center?
No.
There's like a video that's floating around on the internet. It's like, I think it's the trailer, the promo trailer for the show, and it's really eerie to see it now.
There were a number of things like that that got canceled, and of course a lot of the series and programs that used the Trade Center as almost a mark at the beginning of their show.
Yeah.
That all got erased, and there were some things that seemed, from a cinematographic point of view, I think they all sort of just quietly went away. So that may well be true. I appreciate the call, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Right, take care. And again, I would ask that those of you that call do not make this into a long kiss goodnight here, and I acknowledge... And I thank the thousands upon thousands of you that have written to me and have said such very nice things. For the most part, 99% have written very nice things. Thank you so very much. Acknowledging all of that without having to do it individually and having this be such a sort of, I don't want it to be a sappy long kiss goodnight if we can avoid that. And so far, you're doing all right. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Mr. Bell?
That would be me.
Thank you very much. This is John calling from Chula Vista, California.
Yes, John.
And thank you for choosing George to accompany us.
You're very
night.
Welcome. I think he's going to do a yeoman's job.
And so far, the future is looking very enlightened. And thank you for opening my mind. And Art Bell, the King of Nye, God bless you, sir, and cheers. And my prediction is, and I hope it doesn't happen, but I don't know if the Pope's going to hang in there.
Okay, I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you very much. Well, of course, Pappy's getting pretty feeble, so it could happen at any time. Anytime you've seen a picture of the Pope lately, you know he's... The man is incredible. I'm absolutely incredible. I thought that he was trying to hang on for the millennium, that the Pope wanted to see and greet the millennium, and then he would let go. And oddly, that did not occur. I mean, the millennium came and went. The Pope's still here. Feeble as he looks, he's still here. That man is really hanging on. It's kind of like... He's got a reason to hang on, a reason that goes past the millennium and has yet to occur. I wonder if that's occurred to any of you. Older people can do that, you know. If they have a compelling, dramatic reason to live, they can literally will themselves to live past a point where they otherwise would have. Something to bear in mind. What do you suppose the Pope is holding out for? First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Hi.
This is Scott. I'm calling out of Oklahoma City, listening on the XM system.
Okay, Scott. Well, you're going to get to make prediction number four.
Oh, I'm glad I got this one in early because I have a feeling other people feel this way, too.
Okay.
What we're about to step into, either with Iraq or with Korea.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that we're going to step into something, and... My prediction is it's going to turn horribly wrong.
Well,
I don't think we're hitting about this about the right way.
When you say horribly wrong, why don't you define that and make that the prediction? Are you suggesting there might be a world war?
Yes. I think we're going to get involved in something that we don't really want to get involved in. It's going to start off something that's just going to get progressively worse and... really get us involved with bigger countries.
I appreciate your call, sir, and I'll put that down. World War now. I'm going to say this one more time, and Ed, you know what I say now may turn out to be inaccurate in that there may be some information forthcoming, but it seems to me that our president has not yet outlined sufficiently the specific danger posed to us
by Iraq to justify sending our young men and women to fight and no doubt die in that country. He has mentioned, of course, weapons of mass destruction, and that's really all that I've heard. And if that is true, then what about Korea, which has announced they're kicking out the UN inspectors, they're breaking the seals, they're taking the fuel rods, they're making bombs, nuclear bombs. They've announced what they're going to do. They've got the means, and they've got the will, no doubt, to use them. And so that would strike me as a far more critical situation with regard to our safety than what has thus far been outlined with respect to Iraq. And I'm not suggesting that we should not go to war against Iraq. I'm simply suggesting the president has not made the case to all of us, all of you, sufficiently yet. Or really, I can't speak for you. I can only speak for myself. And I have not heard enough specifics so that I would be able to justify sending off young men and women to die. Thank God I don't have to do that. A wild card line, you're on the air. Hello.
Good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
I'm all right, sir. Where are you?
Yes, this is Dean calling from Tampa, Florida.
All right, Dean.
Well, your comments actually follow up what my prediction is with North Korea and Iraq, I think we might actually see Iraq being delayed, because if Bush is thinking a war on two fronts, if we start in Iraq, North Korea actually might start to accelerate. But my prediction for 2003, sir, is I think North and South Korea might actually unify, and I think I see a date of perhaps November of 2003, we might actually see unification, which will then start a new version of a Cold War, which hopefully, and God please, let's not take it to the next step, folks. Hopefully we'll get the wisdom and the clarity. And
when you say, well, all right, when you say North and South Korea unifying, under what kind of political system, pray tell? I mean, in the North, you've got hardcore starving communists. In the South, you've got hardcore, pretty well-off capitalists. So exactly how do you imagine this unification to occur?
Well, I see China stepping in, because China is a major trade with North Korea, and in fact, that's one of the things that might actually prevent us from going into North Korea is China, and I might see them play a part in that, because economically, the almighty dollar might take that line away, the division. So I do see your point as far as the two extremes, but unification might be coming, because we just saw a protest of over 100,000 people in South Korea against the United States, and if that wave starts to go, sir, I God bless America, because I hope our young men and women out there don't have to fight a war like that.
You've obviously been in the military?
No, actually I haven't, but my family has, and I'd like to thank you, sir, for the clarity that you provided, not only myself, because when you had mentioned the quickening back in the 90s, this is part of it, sir, and the military is something I feel very strong for, because a lot of my family members fought and died for the freedoms that we enjoy today.
I appreciate your call more than you'll know. Thank you very much. The reason I proffered the possibility of that man being in the military was the number of sirs that he uttered during his call. Usually when you're... I did that for years. I called everybody sir after I got out of the Air Force. It's a habit very difficult to break. And usually when you hear that many sirs, you're talking either to a current military person or a fairly recently former military person. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Bell.
Yes, sir.
Nice to speak with you finally.
And you as well. Where are you?
I'm calling from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indianapolis, all right.
I had three actual predictions.
No. Only one. Give me your best shot. One.
I'll go with the one. I think that China will have a manned space flight by the end of 2003.
China launches manned space flight. That's entirely possible. They could really, I think, do it right now.
Well, I think it was last week they tested a capsule.
Yeah, I think China is indeed moving in that direction. So your prediction, I think a pretty safe one, is number six.
Thank you, sir.
All right, duly registered. Thank you very much. Now, China, I think technologically, could do that right now. They've been launching satellites for some time. So they probably have the technology, much of it, no doubt, that has come directly from us.
on the international line. You are on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Christina from Seoul, South Korea.
Oh, my gosh. Christina from Seoul, South Korea. Hey, Christina, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right. We were just talking about Korea, and since you live in Seoul, South Korea, what do you think about all of this big mess with what the North is saying right now? What do you think is going to happen?
It really is a mess, and I guess that the big conflict right now is, I think, within the South Korean people, because most of the younger generation, they actually want to try to unite with the North, but
yeah,
then there's still the older generation that can remember the battle.
You know what I've always thought, Christine? I've always seen the South Koreans, who are famous for having riots and throwing Molotov cocktails, you know, a lot of the students who want unification, they should be very careful what they wish for, but they're so violent about it that a lot of times I thought, you know what? They ought to just let them all mass up there by the border and then just wait for the right moment, open the border, and let them all go north.
I know. That's what we're saying. Actually, my boyfriend's in the military here, too. And he's like, you know, all the military people, we want to go home. We want to go back to the States, right? So we should just let them have their own country back and let North Korea take over. And then, yeah, we'll just see where it goes from there.
How long have you been in Korea?
6 months.
6 months. What's it like? Is that your first trip overseas?
Yeah, it's my first trip. I had been to Switzerland before because I have some family there, but it's my first trip to Asia.
Uh-huh.
And it's great. I'm on a year contract to teach English, but I might end up renewing and staying another year.
Oh, no kidding. I spent 10 years of my adult life in the Far East, predominantly on Okinawa, so I'm very familiar with it. It's a gigantic culture shock, and you sound like you're doing very well. Teaching English is a great thing to do over there and a very good job.
Yeah, it pays well, too, so that does not hurt.
All right, you want to give me some sort of official prediction for next year?
Well, I wanted to, maybe just wishful thinking, but I wanted to predict that North Korea is not going to drop a nuke on us. I think that with the talks that are going on, at least officially between the government,
yes,
that the South will end up either coming to an agreement with the North,
right,
or something, and almost trying to get the U.S. out of here.
Well,
because I know that when this president was elected, he was elected mostly because of his anti-American sentiment.
All right, listen, I've got to go because we're right here at the bottom of the hour. But thank you.
Thanks for everything.
Good night.
Bye.
Falling in love was the last thing I had on my mind.
It usually is.
Holding you is the warmth that I thought I could never find.
Hang in there. We'll be right back.
If it's happening now, you're hearing it now. In-depth team coverage of the day's top local stories. News Radio 740 KTRH. Houston's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
It's 1:30 on News Radio 740 KTRH. I'm Mark Richardson. Authorities are trying to find a missing baby. That's next. But first, let's look at traffic and weather together. Here's KTRH's Steve Carpentier.
Where is your crew starting to get just a little bit busier out there? I-10, the Baytown East Freeway, eastbound at Waco, an injury accident reported there on the side street, southwest side, just north of I-45, the Gulf Freeway. North Sam Houston Parkway's westbound service road at Imperial Valley. Griggs at Martin Luther King Boulevard. Bondurant at the South Sam Houston Tollway and West Airport at Hiram Clark. All working emergency crews there, working to clear up injury accidents. I'm Steve Carpentier in the Landmark Chevrolet 24-Hour Traffic Center, News Radio 740 KTRH.
Looks like it'll be a lot quieter as we head into the new year.
Mostly clear and chilly overnight with lows dropping into the upper 30s. Plenty of sunshine for New Year's Day with highs in the mid to upper 60s. And sunshine continues for Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. With Houston's most accurate and dependable forecast, I'm meteorologist Ken Weathers from the Weather Channel for News Radio 740 KTRH.
Clear skies, lots of fireworks out there tonight. It's 46 degrees here at Houston's official weather station. Our top story, Harris County Medical Examiner is trying to find out what happened to the body of a newborn. The 27-day-old boy died last Monday at Texas Children's Hospital. An autopsy was performed the next day, and when the funeral home came to pick up the child Saturday, workers couldn't find the body. Red, white, and blue confetti rained down as hundreds of thousands of revelers welcomed in New York's Times Square. More than a quarter million people gathered for festivities in Las Vegas and quite a few right here in Houston. Millions of Japanese stream into temples and shrines to offer New Year's Day prayers. At a soccer stadium in Hong Kong, Buddhist monks led thousands of people in chants for a good fortune in 2003. As the first family welcomes in the New Year at the Texas Ranch, President Bush is urging Americans to help keep their country a land of justice, liberty, and tolerance. New Year's brings layoff notices to 415 American Airlines workers in Texas. Company says severe economic times make the cost-cutting moves necessary. Meanwhile, Quest Communications plans to cut 320 jobs in five other states over the next 3 months. Metro and a beer company are offering a free ride home for uninhibited drinkings among us tonight. Metro is offering free bus rides along its regular evening routes. Some local bars whose in-home patrons and cabs will be reimbursed. Remember, when news breaks out, we break in. I'm Mark Richardson on Houston's News, Weather, and Traffic Station, News Radio 740 KTRH. Depend on it.
A message from the Texas Attorney General.
Making regular child support payments is the most important thing parents can do for their children. Hi, this is Attorney General Greg Abbott. You know, many children don't receive regular support. This is especially hard during a season that should be one of the most joyful times of the year. They may go without a warm winter coat, not to mention presents. For parents who fall behind, I hope the spirit of the season will soften their hearts to pay this month and throughout the new year. Regular child support, please be there for your children.
Hi, I'm Lee DeMontron, inviting you to celebrate our year-end sales event at DeMontron Chrysler Jeep and Conroe.
Get $7,000 in savings on new quad cab Lone Star. DeMontron Dodge, your hometown dealer, is giving you $6,000 off new quad cab 2500 and 3500 SLT diesel. And with more Dodge trucks than any other dealer, you're sure to find your perfect new truck. Save like never before during our year-end sales event at DeMontron Dodge and Conroe.
DeMontron and Conroe, Chrysler, Jeep, and a whole lot more. Hi, I'm Lee DeMontron, inviting you to celebrate our year-end sales event at DeMontron Dodge in Conroe.
Get a new Liberty just in time for Christmas, only $15,995. DeMontron in Conroe has new Grand Cherokees, just $21,395. Or take advantage of 0% financing for 5 full years. DeMontron, your hometown Chrysler Jeep dealer, is saving you thousands during our year-end sales event.
DeMontron in Conroe, Dodge, and a whole lot more.
HP Houston Marathon.
Lace up your sneakers and get ready for the 31st annual HP Houston Marathon, January 19th.
HP Houston Marathon.
Join thousands of runners as they take to the streets for this year's HP Houston Marathon, along with its popular companion races, the EP 13.1 miler and the 24-hour fitness 4-miler. Whether you're fast or slow or just there to watch and enjoy the festivities, there's something there for everyone at Houston's largest single-day sporting event.
HP Houston Marathon.
For more information, call 713-957-3453 or visit hphoustonmarathon.com.
Depend on News Radio 740. KTRH, Houston.
George Bell in the Kingdom of Nye. From west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. Or use the wildcard line at 1-775-727-1295. To reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903.
Good morning. Across the world, actually. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast to Coast to Coast AM. We're doing predictions for the year 2003 now, and this time zone about 24 minutes away. We're also reviewing predictions made last year for 2002. I'll do a few more of those here in a moment. In fact, let me do them now. If I don't do them, we'll just never get through. There are so many. Number 41, movies move toward G ratings. Bonk. Well, is that a bonk or have they? Some of these are so subjective. In a way, there has been a move toward more. You know, I'm going to give that a ding. Ding. Number 42, there would be advances in cloning. Oh, big time ding. Maybe even cloning itself with regard to a human. Oh, big advances. Number 43, Cheney leaves office because of illness. Bonk, he did not. Number 44, that China would take over the entire world. Not yet. Bonk. Number 45, that there would be one single airline only left. That's of course not true, so I'm going to give it a bonk, but it is kind of scary because it's moving in that direction. Number 46, there would be crop circle communication. Well, that's subjective. Certainly there have been, a ding, ding, ding. You know, there certainly has been some communication by crop circle. There were some real doozies, weren't there? Number 47, that computers become aware. Well, mine hasn't. And I don't think generally any of them have yet, thank God. Number 48, there would be spiritual revolution would occur. Well, I think there's been an uptick, but a revolution, I'm going to give that a bonk. That's number 48. And now, in a moment, back to your predictions for the coming year. Now, think this through. You only get to make one. It gets assigned a number and duly recorded, put in the Bell family vault, and then next year we'll find a way to review them one way or the other for you. Either I will or George will or whatever. And I've got another answer to I've got a lot of questions that are coming in by computer, so I'll try and address them as best I can.
News Radio 740 KTRH. Would you like to feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Now there's proof. The effects of aging can be slowed down and even reversed with HGH, human growth hormone. For some time now, you've heard me talk about the incredible age-reversing benefits of HGH. Well, according to thousands of articles, higher HGH levels can help you look and feel younger. That's why I take Ultimate HGH, a natural formula to help boost my body's own production of HGH. If your goal is to help improve energy, stamina, lose unwanted fat, diminish wrinkles, enhance memory, immune function, and vision, then Ultimate HGH is for you too. Why let Mother Nature get the best of you? Call today and order Ultimate HGH. And when you order two bottles of Ultimate HGH, you get the third absolutely free, about $33 a month. Now that's a tremendous savings off the typical $100 a month for comparable products. Plus, with your order, you'll receive a free book on HGH, a $20 value, absolutely free. So, call my good friends at Great American Products and order Ultimate HGH today at 1-800-557-4627. That's 1-800-557-4627. 1-800-557-4627.
Oh, your hair looks fine. So says someone who has a full head of hair to someone who doesn't. Your hair doesn't look fine. It looks thin. Thin hair makes you look older, less confident. And implants, weaves, medications are expensive, they're painful, and they're time-consuming. But you don't have to live with thin hair, because today, there's Avacor. Avacor's all-natural ingredients block the bad body chemical DHT, the culprit in most baldness. Avacor blocks DHT from reaching your hair follicles. Apply liquid Avacor to your scalp, and in 3 to 6 weeks, you could be regrowing new hair safely and naturally. Avacor works for virtually everyone. It's safe for men and women. It has no side effects. Do what thousands of others have done. Call toll-free. Get your Avacor risk-free trial now. Call 1-800-463-0250. 1-800-463-0250. Grow your hair back today. 1-800-463-0250. Call now.
What are you going to do now, Art? What's your next project? Well, I don't know. I have many things in mind. This comes from Anchorage, from Camille in Anchorage. Of course, radio is in one's blood, and you don't quit, nor do you retire in the true sense of the word from radio. I own, along with my beautiful wife, Ramona, KNYE-FM here in Pahrump, Nevada, 95.1 in Pahrump, Nevada, 100.1 in Las Vegas. That's 100.1 in Las Vegas, parts of Las Vegas, and we are developing this radio station, and we're having a blast. Now, it is the dream of most radio guys, you know, and gals, a lot of guys, to own someday a radio station. Well, by God, I got to build one from ground zero. Mona and I began this project, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. It took that long. And it's a labor of absolute love. You know, we probably spent a whole lot more money than we should have on it. Did everything just right. We just dearly love this radio station. And so we're going to devote a lot of time to that. And we're going to have a lot of fun with it. We're going to do that. To me, radio is just plain old-fashioned fun. So there'll be a lot of that. And if you happen to get in the southern Nevada area and you get a chance, give us a listen. 95.1 here in Little Pahrump, Nevada. It's really quite something. I'm very proud of this, very proud of this radio station. And so it's the dream of a lot of radio people, and I got to achieve that. I'm very blessed. I really did. Very blessed. I have had, as I said, I think a little earlier, a longer national network radio program career than 99.99% of people in radio. I mean, that's blessed. And then to be able to top it off with owning your own and running your own radio station. It's a joint effort, my wife and I. And by the way, I'll let my wife have a word with you after midnight tonight, after the new year crosses the Pacific time zone, an event that'll occur in slightly less than 17 minutes. And I'll let her have a word with you. She has a beautiful radio voice, absolutely beautiful. We both have been, to some degree, stricken with colds, but nevertheless, her voice remains resonant and absolutely charming. So I'll let her have a word with you after the midnight hour here. In the meantime, back to the international line. You are on the air, and where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from the other corner of Korea, down in the southeast corner in Busan.
Oh, really? Welcome to the program. Glad to have you. Gee, a couple of Korean calls in a row. That's really something. All right, same question for you, sir. What do you think about all of this going on now? I mean, from the perspective of somebody right there.
Well, that sort of ties in with my prediction, but I really don't think it's pretty much the status quo, really. They're sort of escalating a bit, but I think what's happened is the Clinton administration policy was whatever wild idea that the North comes up with, say, oh, we're doing this, or we're going to develop that, or we're going to turn Seoul into a sea of fire, was their threat a while ago. The Clinton policy was to give them money to get them to stop whatever hokey idea they had in their head, but it seems that Bush isn't playing that game.
Mm-mm.
And so now when they say, we've got nuclear weapons, we're going to build nuclear weapons, money doesn't come their way, so now they have to sort of fluff up the feathers and make some sort of show to show that, well, we're serious about this. But I really don't feel any increase in tensions or anything like that here.
You don't?
Not really. Really, I don't. It's,
boy, I can tell you the rest of the world is chewing their nails on this one.
Well, I wonder how much the general media is to blame for that. You've always got to have a boogeyman to go after. And
yeah.
The more boogeymen, the better. The more people watch your newscasts and read your papers and whatnot.
That's true. So your prediction then?
Well, first, just accept my deepest thanks for a decade and a half keeping me entertained, Art.
Thank you.
My prediction is all of this will quietly go away within the next few months, and absolutely nothing will happen here in South Korea.
So Korea blows over instead of up.
I hope so, Art.
All right.
This is where I am, and this is where I hope to stay.
I understand, and I'm sure you hope the geography remains there so that can be. Number 8 is your prediction, my friend.
Yes, sir. Have a good life, Art.
Right. Thank you very much, and take care. And remember, if I am invited to do so, I will... this is very important. I will, from time to time, come back and fill in for George. Nobody, I can assure you, and George will find this out eagerly as he may be starting this job, and I wish him very well. He will find out very quickly that doing an all-night show, having a five-night per week deadline, and it's my understanding he's going to take the show back to 5 hours, as I had it for so many years. That's a very serious undertaking. By the way, congratulations, George, on the choice to take it back to 5 hours. Bless you. I think that's a wonderful choice, and I had heard that beginning, I guess, tomorrow's show, he's going to take the show back to 5 hours, so that's great. And he's going to need a break. Otherwise, you get psychologically twisted into a pretzel because of the pressure. It is a pretty high-stress affair. And so he's going to need a break, and I certainly will be available should he request me to be here. He's going to need a little bit of time every now and then. Everybody does. And so should the occasion arise, I will be here guest hosting. So this is not a... you know, a full-fledged goodbye. It's just sort of a semi-fledged goodbye. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you?
I am Susie, and I live in the Midwest.
Susie. Okay, Susie. Number 9 is going to be your prediction number. What's it going to be?
Okay. I see that this coming year, 2003, is going to really... change history and everything very, very drastically. I see an attempt to invade the United States, and I say an attempt because they're going to try, but they're not going to succeed. But I also see us as becoming an occupied country. And what I mean occupied is, did you ever see the movie Red Dawn with Patrick Swayze?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, I see us as having free land and occupied land, but it's our own government that's doing the occupation. I see the martial law. I see the looting. I see the control.
All of this actually could occur if a series of terrorist attacks were to occur, for example. Uh-huh. I mean, obviously things are already tighter. Another terrorist attack, even our president has said, would... sink our economy, and it probably would, a very serious attack, and a series of attacks would create a monster,
mm-hmm.
and that monster would indeed be our own government. So,
right, and we're opening up ourselves to an invasion, and we're not used to having it here on our homeland. We're used to having it everywhere else, and I think that it's going to create a chaotic situation for many people who cannot handle this.
Who do you think would invade?
Well, there's a very fine line between who it would be. I'm thinking either the Chinese or the Koreans,
mm-hmm.
and I'm feeling they'll come from the south and the north.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be a single place that they come in at.
And I
think they've already in here and already setting up for their
attempt
partners
to take
or whatever coming
this,
from
yeah.
the outside.
All right.
Yes.
I've got it. All right. Thank you very, very much. An attempt to invade the U.S. I, too, don't think that would be successful, but I do agree that a series of difficulties like additional attacks, biological, chemical, nuclear, whatever, would certainly... tank the economy and bring on the monster of control. That could certainly occur. Wild card line, you're on the air. Hello.
Art Bell.
Yes.
Hi, Dollface. This is Bryn Marie in San Francisco.
Oh, my God. Bryn Marie, it's been so long.
I know.
Have you been doing?
Oh, all sorts of stuff that involves using the telephone at night so I can't call in.
I see.
So here I am.
Well, it's great to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. I have an entertainment prediction.
All right.
There will be a very popular and well-received album released in 2003, and it's going to have a picture of a gramophone on the cover. And ironically enough, it will either be nominated for or win a Grammy Award. And that's my prediction.
You know something.
No comment. Art, thank you for the ride.
Well, thank you for coming along on it, Bryn.
All right, Les.
Great to hear your voice.
Thank you, sir.
Take care, huh? Bye. A new album with a gramophone on it. Remember that one, folks. I think she knows something. I mean, obviously, she knows something, right? And then she thinks it will win a Grammy. Well, that's sticking her neck out a little anyway. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Art, we're going to miss you very much.
Thank you.
And I want to know, was it your brilliant mind who the format for this program?
Hmm. Well, I don't know if it was brilliant, but yes, it was my mind. I was, 15 years ago, hon, I was doing a political show like those that you hear inevitably cluttering the dial from one end to the other, and I was doing the same thing. I was doing a political show with a different twist. I did it a different way because I got bored. And finally, frankly, to be honest with you, I got bored with politics altogether. And I said, God, you know, I love radio, but I'm getting so damn sick and tired of having to talk about politics for, you know, 4 or 5 hours a night. I just can't do it anymore. There's other things to talk about. So I found one. That's how it happened.
Well, thank you. And my prediction is that all the calls to Coast to Coast will be screened.
All calls screened, huh?
Yes.
All right, well... Your prediction is number 11, duly recorded, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call, and take care. All the call screen. Well, that may occur, and if it does, then it does. I guess I should probably add here. Well, here comes Ramona with two glasses and only a very tiny bit of champagne in the bottom of the glass. That's good, because... I still have 2 hours of radio to do here. Oh, it's a beautiful glass. It's like green crystal or something. It is green crystal? Really? That's beautiful. All right, well, anyway. Here, take that back and just hold it, and we'll take a midnight picture. We always do that, which will be then on the website for 2 hours. And remember, folks, the website is closing.
I have a prediction.
You have a prediction? Well, yeah, get close to the mic.
Okay, my prediction is Raiders are going to win the Super Bowl.
Raiders are going to win. God, what a game they played with Kansas City on Saturday. And, man, it was pouring. It looked like a water park there. I'm going to put this down. Raiders. By the way, Raiders. I 2 years ago, I got a Raiders cheerleaders calendar. And I really want another one. So if anybody in the Raiders organization, we're big Raiders fans here. If anybody in the Raiders organization is listening, please send me another Raiders calendar.
Because I'm not a jealous type.
Yeah, do you hear that? She's not a jealous type. They signed a bunch of the cheerleaders signed it for me. It was really cool. And, of course, I will keep it, but I could use one for 2003.
Well, sorry about Deion Sanders. They can do without him.
Well, now you can say all that in a minute. You're going on the air after 12 o'clock.
All right, okay.
All right? We'll take a picture, too. They've got a shot, Super Bowl, too. It's going to be a hell of a playoff year, I'll tell you what. West of the Rockies, you are on the air. Hi.
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 Art?
Yes, that would be me. Where are you?
I'm in Portland, Oregon.
Portland, all right.
I have a prophecy.
Oh, a prophecy? This is not a prediction, but a prophecy, eh?
Yes. Can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. This was written by a very dear friend of mine.
No. Do not read to me on the air, please. If you have prophecy, just go ahead and tell me about it.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
just tell me about it.
Well, I can't. I have to read it. It's just a little...
I don't allow people to read stuff on the air. So if you can't tell me about it, I got to go.
Okay. Okay. Can I at least say that Jesus was a transfiguration medium?
Yes, you may. And you... Yes?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. You see, we were about to be read a large script. And I don't do that. I don't allow people to read. I don't allow a scripture as a general rule to be read on the air. And I don't allow poems to be read on the air. And I don't allow people to sing on the air either. There have been some notable exceptions to all of those. But as a general rule, that is the rule. On the international line, without a lot of time, you're on the air. Hello, where are you, please? Hello? Nope. Not there. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. It's got to be quick. Number 13.
Well, I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska. My name's Malia, and my family and I predict that gold prices will go up to $400.
Gold to 400 bucks, huh?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure enough of that you're out there buying a little bit of gold?
No, we're mining it, actually.
You're mining gold?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's cool. That's really cool. Are you finding it?
We're finding a little bit, but not a lot, but we're still getting into the rocks and down there, and so my dad dredges, so we're getting there.
All right. Good luck, my dear friend.
You too.
Take care. Gold to $400, that's it. We'll be back.
It's been a too long time with no peace of mind, and I'm ready for the time.
There's a thought for the new year, and it's coming fast.
I've got to tell you, I've been racking my brain, hoping to find a way out.
See, here's the party. That's my friend.